Yes, hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, just begin to give God praise right now. Thank God for another day. Thank God for letting you rise and have breath in your body. Just thank God for letting you be in your right mind. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. There is healing and deliverance. There is whatever you need. Glory in the name of Jesus. Come on and give God praise. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, empowerment, and victory. And our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. For today's teaching, we are in Psalm 46, verses 1 through 4. Again, that is Psalm 46. Verses 1 through 4, and God has a powerful word for you today because this is fire. Hallelujah. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in to Daily Fire by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the broadcast page of my ministry website, rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss your fresh word by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be text straight to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Again, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, only the letters DF to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text which lets you know that you're following. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests and testimonies, is available on my ministry website, rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I.org, and you can follow me on Facebook, Rossi Williams, Instagram, Rossi Williams Law Group, and Twitter, Rossi Williams. All right, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into God's Word. We're in the 46th Psalm, verses 1 through 4, reading from the KJV. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Hallelujah. Come on and just give God a good shout of praise for his word wherever you are right now. Our topic for today is hold on. Help is on the way. Hold on. Glory. Help is on the way. Right now, our nation is going through a very turbulent time. As we watch the news every day, we're seeing mass protests widespread regarding police brutality and racial profiling of African Americans. We're seeing people still reeling from the financial losses of the quarantine and lockdown of COVID-19. We're seeing people who have lost their jobs And it truly appears, and truly it is, a status of chaos for our nation. People are looking for an answer, looking for peace and resolution. Who will help us during this time? How long will this fight continue? Who will bring us out of the abyss of where we are in 2020? That word reminds us to hold on. Help is on the way. And who is that help? Who is that resolution? Who will bring forth supernatural peace, which passes all understanding? Who will change and convert the hearts of men and women? The book said in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hold on. God is on the way. God is, it says, your refuge. In other words, God is the place where you can find peace and comfort. God is your solace in the midst of trouble and chaos. God is your shelter and your habitation. God is your refuge. And then it said, God is our strength. When we grow weary, when we feel like we cannot take another step, when we believe we're at the very end of our rope, God is our strength. God is your second wind. God is the wind beneath your wings. When you have done all that you can do within the humanity of your body, God is the supernatural intervention to turn your situation around. God is the supernatural catalyst to take you from broke to richness. God is the supernatural catalyst to take you from despondency to encouragement. God is the supernatural catalyst to take you from unemployed to employed to entrepreneurship. God is our strength. It said a very present help in trouble, not a past help. Not a future help, but a very present help. That means that in the midst of your situation, at any given time, at any given moment, on any year, any day, any second, any week, God is right there. He remains a very present help in trouble. Will you call out to him? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in the infallibility, in the ability of God, that God does not make mistakes? God is not human so that he cannot fail. God does not live in the fallacy of our humanity. He does not exist in the imperfection of our flesh. In God, there is only perfection in the promises of him. Our yes and amen. When you believe that, that is why you can hold on, knowing that help is on the way. This is not the first time you've had an issue. This is not the first time things have not been moving at the speed of light that you would desire. This is not the first time that you've been broke. This is not the first time that things in your family have not been working out the way you desired. And that same God, glory, who worked it out way back then, is your same very present help in trouble. Then it went on to say, because we know these things, therefore will we not fear. Glory. Even if the earth be removed, it said, if the mountains be thrust out into the midst of the sea, no matter what happens, it said, we will not fear. How can you not fear in the midst of everything crumbling down? It is because your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus the Christ and his righteousness. It is because you are standing on the word I just gave you in Psalm 46, verses 1 through 4, that God is our refuge and our strength. In Psalm 27 and 1, it said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hold on, help is on the way. Hold on, your deliverance is on the way. Hold on, your financial situation, the blessings, they are on the way. Hold on, encouragement and joy. Hold on, whatever you've been going through, the resolution is on the way. God is your refuge, Lord. God is your strength. Hallelujah. God is our very present help in trouble. And because of that, as we prepare to go into prayer, you can just begin to say hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Because you believe in God, because you've already seen the miracles God has worked in your life and in the lives of those you love, you've already seen God make ways out of no ways, no way. You've already seen God heal your body or heal your loved ones. You can begin to say, hallelujah. God, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know you will. Hallelujah. God, I don't see the resolution, but my trust is in you. Hallelujah. God, I've been holding on. I've been doing all that I could to make this thing work out. I don't see how it's going to do it, but I believe in you. Hallelujah. Hold on. Glory. Help is on the way. Yes. As we go into prayer right now, as you listen to the music, just begin to worship God. Just begin to say, I thank you, Lord. You are my deliverer. Hallelujah. Lord, you're everything I need. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor, the glory and the honor, the glory and the honor. God, we magnify your holy name. You're God and you're holy. You're sovereign, Lord. There's nothing impossible for you. Now, Lord, we come praying today. Father, that you would strengthen everyone listening right now. And those who will listen to the recording later, and those with whom they will share this, whom they know need an encouraging word, Lord God, to hold on, that help is on the way, their deliverance is nigh, their peace is nigh, their joy is nigh, healing is nigh, financial resolution is nigh, employment is nigh, everything that they need is nigh thee, because you are a very present help in trouble. Now, Father, I ask you, Lord, to give them their second wind. Give them the energy that they need to move forward in their dreams and desires and their goals and purpose and destiny. Help them not to grow weary in well-doing. Help them not to give up, but to get up each day excited about the day because they know this is another day to move forward in the blessings of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. God, we magnify you for victory. Hallelujah. God, we praise you for the victory. Hallelujah. Come on, wherever you are. Just begin to thank him right now. Just begin to thank him. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say thank you. Just tell God thank you. Tell him thank you again. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and worship the Lord. Just say, I will hold on. My help is on the way. Say it again. I will hold on. My help is on the way. I'm going to do the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task. But I want you to keep praising Jesus. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who had grown weary, for those of you who were giving up, for those of you who have forgotten the testimonies of what God has already done, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent. And I forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will hold on. I believe that you are my help and you're on the way. You're a very present help in my time of trouble. Each day, I will awaken with joy. Each day, I will awaken in victory. You are my refuge, and you are my strength. And because of you, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loved me. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. You are now saved, or if you had backslidden, you're now rededicated. Make sure every day you're spending time with the Lord, including being here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or texting DF to 33222 so that you can get your daily devotional via recording of Daily Fire. Now listen. Now listen. Our topic for today is hold on, help is on the way. Your tasks for today are twofold. Number one, give everything that's bothering you to the Lord and believe he's going to work it out. And number two, do your part by doing what you're supposed to do to be where you're supposed to be so that God can do what he promised you he would do. All right, share today's word with someone. Text forward to text. Send them to rossi.org. Hold on. Glory, your help is here. God is on the way. Faith is here. Whatever you see, I'll see you in the morning.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running. Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.